Big bucks, Amy. $1,000.
Stop it, big bucks.
$3,000.
Let's go. Big bucks.
Stop.
Stop it, big bucks. $3,000. Today, these three players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your box. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you. Thank you.
I thank you, Rod Roddy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Press Your Luck. Now, Rod, is it big bucks today on Press Your Luck? Am I right?
Ooh, big bucks, Peter.
I like the way he does that. Ooh, big bucks. We got it today. And let's hope the players are the ones that get it. Let's meet them right now. Starting with our first player, we're talking to Keith Cameron. How are you, Keith?
Fine, thanks, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Keith, you go to school?
Yeah, I'm a freshman at the University of Redlands.
Uh-huh. What are you studying?
I'm studying communications, and I do a bit of play-by-play on the radio station there, basketball and football.
Basketball play-by-play? That takes a little cleverness. Give us a little taste.
A little taste? Okay. Ball on a bird. Blocked by Kareem. Kareem rejects the bird. Here comes Magic. 3-2 fast break. Magic behind the back to Worthy. Slam dunk. Oh, my.
Chick Hearn, you better look out. Keith's on his way.
Call me up, Jerry Buss.
Good luck, Keith.
Thank you.
Good luck to you today. And our second player is Linda Lanero. How are you, Linda?
Fine, thank you.
Good to have you here. You do a radio show. We got another announcer here, Linda.
Yeah.
You do a radio show?
It's called Dear Linda, and it's for truckers. Kind of.
Ooh.
A...
Ooh. You get a little racy, Linda?
No.
Or what? No?
It's fun.
What do you talk to them about?
Well, they write me letters with their problems, and I answer them on the air.
And it's crazy. Not racy?
They have... No, it's all nice. Well, once in a while they get weird on me, but no, it's fun.
Right. So this is all over the country, or what?
This is in 32 states, yeah.
Keeps you busy, huh?
Yeah. No, I do it from one place, but it's broadcast.
Right, I understand. So you took a little bit of time off to come here and win some money.
Yes.
So you can talk about whammies and big bucks to all those truckers.
I will, too.
All right, good luck today, Linda.
Thank you.
All right. Our third player is Jim Nicholson. How are you, Jim?
I'm fine. How are you, Peter?
I'm fine, thanks.
All right.
Now, Jim, you had someone in the audience that had no idea you were going to be on the show. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's right. It's my sister, Sherry. She's here on vacation from Canada. That's where we're from, St. Catharines. And she didn't even know that I was going to be on the show, and she's out there right now.
Just dying.
Yeah. All right.
All right. And you're from Canada.
Yeah.
Near Toronto?
Yep, right around it.
You ready to play the game?
I'm ready.
Win some bucks? Here we go. All right. You're going to play the answer three spins, a multiple choice answer one spin. Here's the first question. According to a national poll, which of the Ten Commandments did we say is the easiest for us to keep? Jim?
Thou shalt not kill, Peter.
Is it thou shalt not kill, Peter? Remember the Sabbath? Or thou shalt not steal, Keith?
Thou shalt not kill.
What do you think, Linda?
Thou shalt not kill.
They said the easiest commandment to keep is thou shalt not kill.
Yeah!
Keith, Jim, Linda, Jim three. Number two. What sport would you probably be engaged in if you were if your companions keep yelling, tally-ho? Linda?
Polo.
Is it polo, cricket, or fox hunting, Keith?
Let's go with polo.
What do you think, Jim?
Let's go with fox hunting, Peter.
Tally-ho is the cry of the fox hunter.
Yeah!
And Jim goes to four. If you're behind the wheel of a Beamer, what make of car are you driving, Linda?
BMW.
Is it a BMW, a Volkswagen, or a Chevrolet?
BMW.
What do you think, Jim?
BMW.
Oh, it's a tote Beamer, man. It's a BMW. Keith to two, Linda to four. Jim to five. So now we know Linda doesn't drive a truck. She drives a Beamer, right? Here's the next question. In a wedding receiving line, the bride's mother is first. Who stands next to her? Linda.
The bride's father.
Is it the bride's father, the bride, or the groom's mother? Keith?
The bride's father.
What do you think, Jim?
The bride's father.
I'd say whoever can stand her, but probably next to the bride's mom is the groom's mom.
Oh.
No spinning. Keith 2, Linda 4, Jim 5. You'll make some money. We'll come back after these quiz. We'll be right back.
right, well, go to work. We also have money up there on the board. 50,000 cash and prizes. Not bad, right? There are some whammies that kind of hang around, so try to avoid them, all right? You want to win this round so you can play last in the final round. Four whammies will bring tears to your eyes, and you'll lose your beamer. And you can pass your remaining spins if you so desire. Are you ready? Yeah. Two spins first. That's you, Keith. Two of them.
All right, let's go. Here we go. I want to choose now. Let's go, Big Buck. Stop.
Stop at 200 spins first. Yeah. $200.
All right, let's go. Let's get the Big Bucks. Big Bucks now. Let's go. Stop.
Stop.
Look out, Bird. Look out, Kareem. Look out, Magic.
Did you do play-by-play with that, Keith?
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, you figured that out. One spin left, Keith.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Let's get some Big Bucks. Big Bucks. Let's go. Ready and stop.
Stop. $300 aboard the whammy. First place for now, Keith. Let's go to Linda with four spins. Here we go, Linda.
Hey, I've been waiting a long time for this. I'll take $1,500. Stop.
Stop at $200. Yeah. Second place. Four spins. Let's go back.
Great. You and the other would be greater. $1,250 here.
All right, Linda, you have two spins left. Want to keep going?
Oh, yes.
All right.
I'm going to keep going. That's okay. It's over with now. Big butt. Stop.
Stop at 750. Hey. First place, one spin, 450 more to keep.
I'm going to go.
All right.
I'm going to go. Anything but a you-know-what? Stop.
Stop at a you-know-who. 350. First place for now. Let's go to Jim with five spins. Here we go.
All right. Big time. Big time. Let's go. Big bucks. And stop.
Stop at $750. Second place, four spins.
Yeah. And let's do it again. Big bucks. Big bucks. And stop.
Stop.
All I hear is big bucks. Big bucks. I got your big bucks.
How charming of him, huh, Jim? Left you with three spins, however. You want to start again?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go.
All right, no problem. And here we go. Big bucks, and stop.
Stop at 450. All right. Second place, two spins, Jim. 600 less than Linda.
All right, I'm going to... Here we go. And stop.
Stop at 400 more. $200 less than Linda, one spin left, Jim. Here we go, Jim's going for it. Let's see who gets first place.
Big bucks, big bucks. Let's go, let's do it, and stop.
Stop at $300. Linda, 1,050. Good, Jim, 1,150. You did it, first place, the advantage. We're coming right back after you, Jim. Stay with us. See if you can do it as well as you did the first round. With questions and answers. Are you ready for the answers?
Yeah.
Yes,
ready. I'm ready with the questions. Here's one from the funnies. Which classical composer is idolized by that comic strip character from Peanuts named Linda?
Beethoven.
Named Schroeder. Is it Beethoven, Mozart, or Brahms, Keith?
It's Beethoven.
Who is it, Jim?
That's Beethoven.
Schroeder is one of Beethoven's biggest fans. Keith is spin. Linda three. Jim a spin. Good start, gang. Number two. Here's a question from the tough part of town. What do you use to chase whiskey when you drink a Boilermaker? Jim.
Beer.
Is it beer, ginger ale, or 7-Up? Keith?
Beer.
What do you think, Linda?
Beer.
A Boilermaker's whiskey chased with beer.
Yeah.
Keith to two. Yeah. Linda, four. Jim to four. What state has the longest border with Canada? Jim?
It is New York State.
Is it New York, Alaska, or Michigan, Keith?
Let's go with New York.
What do you think, Linda?
I'll say Alaska.
State with the longest Canadian border is Alaska.
Yeah!
And Linda goes to five. You got it. Number three. Number three, is this the fourth question? Yeah. See if you're awake over there. It's a letter from the Greek alphabet, and it's used to refer to the fan-shaped area where a river flows into the ocean. What is it? Keith?
Hi.
Excuse me?
I.
Oh, he said hi. I. Is it an I, sigma, or a delta, Linda?
I'll say sigma.
What do you think, Jim?
Could you repeat the question, please, Peter?
Sure, it's a letter from the Greek alphabet, and it's used to refer to the fan-shaped area where a river flows into the ocean. Is it a I, sigma, or a delta?
It is sigma.
Hey, gang, we're talking about a delta, yeah. Yeah, it's a delta. Steve, David, 2, Linda, 5, Jim, and 4. And we're coming back to Big Bucks after we finish this one. $100,000 serious dollars. You can count them up there. Take a little while, but they're up there. Trust us. And in prizes and cash, right? Good things? Whammies, enough. You've each had one. That's enough. How about a trip?
Yes.
Well, the pasta man himself is going to lay one on us. Rod.
Do you remember three coins in the fountain? Well, one of today's players could be spending 6 days and nights in that eternal city of Rome, Italy. Well, they will visit the Vatican and see all the wonderful sights of Rome. It's a trip worth over $3,000.
Nice trip to Rome, gang. All right. And Jim, with $1,150, you will play last. You earned it.
All right.
Not bad, huh?
Definitely.
Is your sister, are you enjoying this? I'm going to ask your sister if she likes it so far.
Sure.
Is he doing okay? He's doing just great. Just wanted to check and make everything was all right. All right, Keith, with $300 and 2 spins, you will play first. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Play by play.
Let's go. I need some spins now. I need some money and spins. Let's go. Ready and stop.
Stop at 2,000 or lose
2,000. 2,000.
First place, 1 spin.
I'm going. I need a spin. Let's go. No way. Let's go. Big Buck, stop.
Stop at a 10. Yeah. Yeah. 10 spins. $5,684. You're up to $7,984. Pretty good with 2 spins, I'll tell you, Keith. Almost $8,000. First place. Let's go to Linda with 1,055 spins.
I'm ready for this one now. Big Bucks now. Stop!
Stop and go back to space to 4,000 spins. $5,050. 5 spins. Second place, Linda.
Okay, let's do it again. We can do it again. I know we can. And
stop at $500, $55.50. 4 spins, about $2,400 less than Keith.
Going. Big Bucks, trip to Rome would be great. Stop!
Stop. What a... $0, 3 spins, 2 whammies. You're still very much in the game, Linda. Want to keep going?
Start over again.
All right.
Let's start over again. That's okay. We'll get Big Bucks again. Please stop.
Stop at $500, 2 spins, 3rd place.
One spin is Big Bucks. Please stop.
Stop and move on space to 500 a spin or 1250?
500 and a spin.
Gives you $1,000, 3rd place, 2 spins, Linda.
Again, 5,000 and a spin.
Hey, Tammy! I'm up! Oh, I hope he's gone forever. Linda, here's the situation. 3 whammies, no dollars, 1 spin. One more whammy, you'll be out of the game.
I know.
We don't want that.
I know, but I've got to try it.
Okay,
I
here we go,
try
Linda.
Big Bucks and a spin. Big Bucks and a spin, please. I need you now. Stop!
Stop at $1,000. That beats a whammy. 3rd place, still in the game. Jim, 1150, 4 spins. Up to
we're
you.
We're gonna go! All right. We're gonna go! Let's do it here. Let's see Rome. Let's go to Rome. Let's do it. And stop.
Stop at Big Buck. 3,000 spins, 4150. 4 spins, 2nd place, Jim.
All right, here we go. And let's see Rome. Come on. And let's do it big time. And stop.
Stop at $500.
Yeah.
4650. 3 spins, about 3,300 less than Keith.
All right.
Stop at $2,000. $66.50, Jim. 2 spins left, you have $1,334 less than Keith.
I gotta go.
All right, keep going.
And let's go. Big Bucks, and stop.
Stop at $700 spin. $7,350. That's $634 less than Keith. 2 spins.
You gotta play.
Here we go.
Let's do Rome. Let's go on and let's see Rome and let's get some big bucks and stop.
Stop. Pick a corner, 700 Nassau or 1250.
Definitely going to Nassau.
Nassau. Yeah. $2,224. Jim, you're in first place. With right. 95.74, that's $1,600 or $1,590 more than Keith. You have one spin left. You can press it up, or you can pass that spin to Keith. If he lands, you'll win the game. We're talking about $1,590 separating you and Keith.
Peter, I have to go.
Here we go. Keith, Jim,
here we go. Come on.
Here we go.
Big bucks, and big bucks. Let's go, roll, big bucks, and stop.
Stop.
Sets up a minute, sleeps six comfortably from StarCraft. That prize totals $5,684. Combined with the $2,300 in cash you won, that gives you a grand total, Keith, of $7,984. Congratulations.
All right, Keith. You don't need a job. You'll pretty soon you'll be able to buy the Lakers.
I wish.
Announce every game. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And Linda and Jim, we have some nice prizes for you. If you
Thank
don't
you.
Go away if you had Jim.
A great time.
What can I say? It's a great game, but you know, that's the way in fact, actually what's amazing is that Sarah Slacks of Guilderland, New York, we just got this poem a moment ago. She sent it and dedicated it to you.
Oh, great.
Should I read it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. There's that whammy, that little red dude. He takes your money, but you can't call him rude. He's just doing his job, like a good whammy should. He may seem bad to you, but to a whammy, he's good. What do you think, Jim?
I don't know.
I don't blame you, Jim. Yeah. In any event, until next time, this is Peter DeMarkin. Thanks to Dresden, you know. Bye-bye.
Receive the Hunter Original Fan, a ceiling fan designed with classic styling and bright brass with 52-inch diameter blades built in Memphis, Tennessee by Hunter for 100 years. And here's what we have for our departing contestants. Lee Press-On Nails. Full nails with super stick tabs and long perfect nails in seconds. Lee Press-On Nails. Plus Toblerone, a magical mix of Swiss milk chocolate, crushed almonds, and honey nougat from Chocolate Toblerone. And for summer salads that shape up deliciously, fresh fruit from Dole and vegetables from Bud of California, the light way to shape up. Also, Flamboy Imports presents America's favorite clown, Emmett Kelly Jr. Handcrafted limited edition porcelain figurine signed and numbered from Flamboy Imports. Plus, rental of the Rug Doctor, the steam carpet cleaner with a vibrating brush is available for rent nationwide. Remember, there's only one Rug Doctor, steam and mad at dirt. And Dramamine has helped prevent motion sickness for almost 40 years. That's why people say Dramamine means you travel well. Use as directed. We'll be right back. Rob Roddy, speaking from Fresno, Vermont, a Carruthers Company presentation.